Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Monday morning, this fourth day in December. Pat Powers with you live in our studios. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear from our Governor Kim Reynolds. I did a nice interview with her just a few minutes ago. But for the next few minutes, we're going to learn all about the work of Elderbridge Agency on Aging. It serves senior citizens across much of the central part of the state. With me is Shelley Sint, who is the CEO for Elderbridge. And Shelley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat, and everyone out there.
Yeah, and you're based out of where? Is it out of the Fort Dodge office there, Shelley, or Mason City? One of the offices, anyway.
I'm actually based in our Spencer office.
Oh, okay.
And we have offices in Mason City, Fort Dodge, Carroll, and Spencer, covering a 29-county region.
Mm-hmm. How many years has Elderbridge been in business there, Shelley?
We're going to celebrate 50 years next year in 2024. So Elderbridge has been an area agency on aging since 1974.
Wow, 50 years of Elderbridge. That's amazing. Any big plans about how we're going to celebrate this big birthday party next year, Shelley?
Planning stage, yes. We're in the planning stage. So, you know, we're a 501c3 nonprofit agency, but we're quasi-governmental because we are under the Aging and Disability Services Unit of Iowa Health and Human Services. That transition just happened in July, July 1. So we're a nonprofit, but we also have to follow some federal and state rules because of our funding sources.
I was the other day, I was at the Hamilton County Supervisors meeting here in Webster City at the courthouse, learning about from one of your colleagues about the work of Elderbridge, and that's why we have you on the radio this morning, talk about what Elderbridge Agency is all about. Give us kind of a background, Shelley, about what we've seen this past year in Hamilton and surrounding counties involving Elderbridge. I'm sure a lot of people being served by this organization.
Yes, that's true. And just to give you, go back a little bit, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, we at the area agencies had to kind of do a quick about face and, you know, try to help serve folks to keep them home and safe and away from potential exposure. So we had an increase in demand for home-delivered meals during that time. This past year, we have tried to transition folks back to the congregate meal sites who aren't homebound. The congregate meal sites serve a hot, nutritious meal at noon 5 days a week, and there can be socialization, et cetera, there. But meals were our focus. Now, coming out of the pandemic, the demand for those meals increased by about 35% as compared to prior to 2020. And we had some extra funding from the federal government, COVID relief funding. That funding has been expended, and we're trying to now serve all of our individuals with our pre-COVID funding sources. So we're in a tight budget year this year.
And do you think we'll see some improvement down the road, Shelley, for the operations for Elderbridge?
Yes, I do. You know, right now, our biggest funding source is the Older Americans Act, which is through the Administration for Community Living at the federal level. You know, the federal government right now is really trying to tighten their belts also. So although we've requested an increase in those funds, I'm not sure what the likelihood of getting that additional funding is for the current year, but we're going to continue to push for an increase. And Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst are very supportive of the Older Americans Act, so I bend their ear a lot.
And I'm sure you'll be doing that for quite some time there in the months.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Iowa's population is aging. As you and I just talked, both of us are eligible for Elderbridge services. So, you know, the population is aging, but the funding is not growing with it. So We get very creative, and you talked about my CFO doing a presentation to the Board of Supervisors last week. And what she presented was our annual report, and we do an annual report every year that shows what services we provided, where our funding sources came from, where expenditures went to, and then we break down by county and show each county what services were provided to their older Iowans and how much was expended on those services. Then we ask the counties to help support us, and we ask for $3.15 per person who's 60 and older in their county this year. What that does is help us to expand our services, but also helps us draw down our federal funding because we have to provide 25% match for that funding. And we are so fortunate at Elderbridge that our counties are so supportive of our services. So that's, we write a lot of grants. Mm-hmm. We do fundraising. You know, we try to diversify because we don't charge for our services. We can encourage a contribution, but we're not going to deny assistance to anyone for inability to pay. So would you like to hear about a few more of our services?
Well, you have plenty of services. I know, for example, we talked about the nutrition services offered through Elderbridge, but also you provide transportation services and also for those seniors in need of legal assistance.
Yes, we do. So we subcontract with our regional transit authorities to provide them funding so they can provide transportation to our older adults out there on a contribution basis, rather than them having to pay a full fee for that. Legal services, we subcontract with Iowa Legal Aid. So if an older person has a legal issue, such as maybe landlord-tenant disagreement or an eviction notice, those kinds of things, and we link them up with Iowa Legal Aid to help them through that process.
And they do a marvelous job from what I learned last week about the Elderbridge program. What other services do you offer other than just legal services and transportation? I'm sure there's some more maybe we missed.
Right. So, you know, everything starts with information and referral. So we have people on phone who can answer questions, can assess the need, can provide options to folks for services, link them to resources that are out there, or refer them on to one of our internal programs, such as our case management program. And case management provides long-term service and supports for individuals who wish to stay in their own home rather than have to move to an assisted living or nursing facility. So our case manager will coordinate services, get them set up, monitor them, et cetera. We also do elder abuse prevention and awareness. And yes, there is elder abuse in Iowa.
Sadly.
And so where we differ from the adult protective services of Health and Human Services is if the person doesn't fit the dependent adult criteria for adult protective services, HHS, Health and Human Services, cannot provide any intervention. So that's where we step in with our staff and help that person at risk to improve their living environment, get them out of that risky situation, and then hopefully follow them long-term through our case management to make sure that they stay safe. So that is that's a big program we do also. The other one is, do you know there are more unpaid family caregivers out there than there are paid service providers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a national thing. And, you know, caregiving for a loved one can be very stressful and hard to deal with. So we have a family caregiver program where we can provide counseling, options counseling. We can even, we provide support groups, we do them virtually and in person. So if the person cannot come in person, they can do it online through our Facebook. So that is a very important piece of what we offer also.
And do a darn good job at there too there, Shelley, for all those people involved with the Elderbridge program. I know time, we're kind of losing our time right here, but Shelley, if they want more information on what we discussed this morning, there is a website. People
there
want
is,
more information. And also a 12-page book that I received from your CFO here in Webster City the other day. So if they want to get a copy of that, I'm sure there's information too on the website.
There is. And so the website is www.elderbridge.org.
All right, go to go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say go to our website for any resources, but also don't hesitate to call us. We have live people. We will not have an answering machine answering mm-hmm. your phone call. And that number is 800-243-0678.
All right, that's 800-243-0678. Now, here in Hamilton County, you may contact the office there in Fort Dodge. It's in downtown, 308 Central Avenue. In the Fort Dodge, of course, other locations in Mason City, Carroll and Spencer. But again, more information about the services offered through Elderbridge, a fine program for senior citizens in the 29 county area, including Hamilton. Just go to the website, elderbridge.org, for further information. Anything else for the good of the cause there,
I want to wish everyone a safe and happy December.
Yep.
I guess to wrap it all up, Hamilton County, we do collaborate with our partners in that county, and we do a Santa for Seniors program. So for older individuals who don't have mm-hmm. family, are on limited incomes, et cetera, businesses will adopt those folks and purchase some gifts, and then we help get those delivered out to folks for their Christmas.
Very good. So that's a good program, too. Just contact elderbridge.org or call 800-243-0678 for more of the great services offered through Elderbridge. Shelley, thanks for joining me this morning. We appreciate the time here today.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great day.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas, too. Thanks, Shelley.
You, too.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shelley Sint, my guest on today's Community Corner program, Governor Kim Reynolds. We have her coming up next, so stay tuned.